Hi everyone.
This is Ainsley,
Leah,
and Addie.
And today we'll be talking about core-to-core cultural confrontations.
Our examples today will be surrounding race, and we will be pulling from the literary works Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie and Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe.
So core-to-core cultural confrontations is very prominent in Americana. Efemelu, the main character, discovers her blackness as soon as she comes to America. An example of this is when she went to the store with her friend, and the clerk asked which worker helped her. There were two workers, one was white and the other was black, and the clerk was trying to describe them as everything except the color of their skin, and Efemelu wondered why. Her friend said that people don't describe people by their skin color here, and Efemelu was really confused because she would have no problem of describing them, people as their skin color in Nigeria, but people were so sensitive and aware about it in America, and it was a cultural confrontation for her because when she came to America from Nigeria, everyone acted to race like so differently than in Africa.
Also, this relates to the Igbo culture and Things Fall Apart, and in their culture, their religion is based around the Igwegwu, which is like the elders of the village. And one of the tribe members, Enoch, he decided to convert to Christianity when the Christians came to the village. And he pulled off one of the masks of the Igwegwu. And the Igwegwu is based off of the Igbo religion, and their men dressed in costumes and characters, and no Igbo person knew something different from that until Enoch pulled off the mask. And when he ripped off the mask of the Igbo spirit, he rips away any sense of structure in the Igbo community, throwing the village into chaos over the loss of their faith and their culture. And this symbolizes Enoch's loss of faith in his home culture, and also a loss of innocence for the rest of the tribe.
I wanted to go back to something that Leah had said earlier in her Americana connection. She said that when Efemelu came to America, she discovered her blackness because America was so oversensitive to race. And I think we can connect that to an example in our day-to-day lives. At school, there's a program called METCO, which helps people who live in Boston and might not have as good access to school as we do in Belmont. The program essentially lets them come to school here in the suburbs. And typically these people are of color compared to a suburb, which is a majority white community. So when you get to school, there tends to be a little bit of separation. And a lot of this, I think, comes from a lack of willingness to accept the differences in race because of the oversensitivity surrounding the topic in our country. One of the most prominent divisions is in the cafeteria. The METCO kids always have sat in the front table, and it was kind of an unspoken rule at the high school, and it's been going on for at least 15 years. But this year, the freshmen either didn't know or didn't care about this unspoken rule, and they sat at the front table anyways. And this broke the system, and I think it's kind of speaks to the way that ignorance somehow broke the system. But it's also interesting because I don't think it ever would have been broken since we in America are so, we tend to be so overly politically correct about it. And yeah, that's that. Well, thanks for listening to our
podcast.
Culture confrontation podcast.
See you next episode.
We hope you enjoyed. Peace out.